This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. They're all expecting me, and that's one thing I know. My Savior pardoned me, and now I onward go. I know He'll see me through, though I am weak and poor, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven is not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Amen. Be in prayer for Sister Charlene. Be in prayer for Sister Diane. Of course, be in prayer for Sister Pat with her upcoming surgery the 19th. The 19th of this month. So that's just not very long. So we want to be in prayer for her and that she quickly recovers. We want to be in prayer in September. What day in September? September 4th is when Kathy's going to have her second surgery, so pray for her. She's kind of given her a break from physical therapy and until then, but she's still, moving around and doing a lot better than she was, so we're glad for that. We want to pray for Breland. He's trying to get back to Scotland. Slowly but surely, he's working his way back there. Lord willing, the next flight won't be as
it don't take off till 8 o'clock tonight.
At 8 o'clock tonight. Well, give him a chance to rest. I guess that's. I don't know. I don't think he really wants a chance to rest. I think he just wants to get back on the plane and get home, but sleep on the plane.
Bob, we really need to pray for this world. I don't know if y'all are paying attention to what's going on in England. They've basically gone communist this last week. They have told their people they're going to put them in jail for bringing up anything anti-government.
Well, that's pretty fascist, isn't it?
Yeah,
well, this, pray for our nation, pray for this world. It is a mess. I hadn't heard that because I tried to avoid the news only because it's so depressing. Well, that's pretty fascist too, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, this as messed up as this nation is, it's still the best place. As bad as it is, it's better than every other place. So, whatever happens, the Lord is still in control and still protects us. And, just because it's not the time of the great tribulation, there's still tribulation in this world, and it's, of course, the time of the great tribulation. Christians won't be affected by it, but there's tribulation in this world all the way up until the time of the rapture. So, be in prayer. Be in prayer for each other, in prayer for our brothers and sisters in Christ all around the world. I am grateful to be here. Of course, I'm grateful too for those men that go places like Ireland and all over the world where there's far greater anti-Christian sentiment than there is here. Just pray for one. Pray for Dan and Sister Sunny. They're doing well. Brother Dan has asked for prayer for Brother Green, who I don't know how old Brother Green is, but 91, 90 something, and he's still doing mission work. So pray for him as he plugs along. Brother.
Brother Larry has said, pray for Richmond. You know anything about Richmond? And cancer or something?
Well, he kind of caught me off guard. I do, but I can't put my finger on it right now.
Well, pray for them. Pray for the Richmonds there and in Oakdale. And pray for one another. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you. There's so much that we could just keep bringing up things all day. And Lord, the world is messed up.
Yep.
And we're sorry for it. Lord, let our takeaway from that be they need Christ. And though we can't save them, at least we can tell people about Jesus. And revive our hearts, Lord. I think in these last of the last days, Christians need to be revived in many ways, but particularly perhaps in revive our hearts that we'd want to tell people about Christ. That we would tell people about Christ and that we would serve you and our lives would be a testimony. For Jesus Christ. Forgive us where we failed. Cleanse us of sin. We don't deserve it, but we do repent. Turn us, Father, as you promised you would. Cleanse us of sin and govern us that we would seek and desire and do your will. And we ask that you take your word into our heart this morning, that we would live by it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
What's the scripture say, Lucian? When, if this world, we have our hope, we'd be of all men most miserable.
Most miserable.
Don't that sum it up? This place is crashing in left and right, but that ain't not where my hope is. We just sang about this world is not my home. So, they all headed in the ditch, and we need to alarm them of it. They're going off the cliff, but this world ain't my home. I this don't bother me in a sense. I can sleep good at night knowing that the Lord has other plans for me. Now, when we left Alaska, come home, went to the airport, 9, 10 o'clock in the morning? And Lucian, you can tell Breland, he's not by himself, by no means with the little delay he had. When I came home, we went to the airport at 9 o'clock that morning to come home, right? You know what time we got on the plane? You have no idea. Almost 12 o'clock midnight.
Oh.
Then we flew for 6 hours. So, yeah. So tell him I've been there too.
Did you enjoy your time in the airport?
Yeah, we did. I learned all about that airport. Page number 12. Let's turn to page 12. Amazing Grace. Yeah, you want to have fun. Just sit in the airport for about 10 or 12 hours. At least it wasn't crowded shoulder to shoulder. So thank the Lord for that. Huh?
You could go a long way home by that.
Yeah. No, not from Alaska. About 2.5, 3 days maybe. Page number 12, Amazing Grace. Let's all stand. We'll sing the first 4 verses. We haven't done this in a long time, Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but 'twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. His grace hath brought